Hello, what is up guys? Eman from PesoSmartPH here. Welcome sa panibagong episode. Shout out to all the podcast listeners as well. I appreciate you all. Today, let's talk about PLDT. So, this is probably gonna be a quick episode lang. So, mga touch base lang sa kung anong nangyayari sa PLDT. So, let's take a look back at PLDT's prices back nung nag-start yung pandemic. So, this is for the week of March 16, 2020. So, nag-bottom out siya at around 805. So, if you actually bought at 805 at that time, nag-high siya ng around 1,984, up ka ng 146%. That is really good for a blue chip stock na nagbibigay ng consistent na dividends. And PLDT, as you all know, is one of the biggest companies here in the Philippines. And isa siya sa mga players sa telco, di ba? And for sa internet providing na rin ito sa bansa natin. And currently, it is going down, obviously, because of the market turmoil going on sa buong mundo and economic turmoil and all that. So down na siya ng around 15% from the high. Hindi siya all-time high but local top lang siya nitong 2022. And nung May pa yun, no? And pinag-uusapan din natin to last May. And I stated before na hindi nga ako bibili ng PLDT at those prices. Kasi that is the highest price na nakuha ng PLDT in around 2 years. Actually, more than that pa nga. Kasi you were at 1.9 noong 2017 pa. Yeah, 2017 pa siya huling nangyari. So after 5 years, siya pa lang ulit nakabalik dun sa price level na yun ang PLDT. And the all-time high niya was back in 2014, around, highest was 3486. So we're more than halfway, no? If we take a look at that. Kaya, diba, ito yung minsan problema sa lump sum. Like, for example, you invested a lot of money back then doon sa top, tippy top ng PLDT noong 2014. And then, hindi ka na ulit nagdagdag habang bumababa kasi natakot ka na doon sa market. So, down ka currently ng 51%. That's not good. Kasi if you just average down, no? Kahit ang sabihin na nag-lump sum ka dito and then hindi naman tumitigil yung active income mo. Yan, habang bumababa si PLDT, bumibili ka. So, dito nagkaroon tayo ng bottom at round 1-2. Then, eventually, nagkaroon ng bounce ulit. But after that, it just went down again and again. And of course nga, ito naman, like, kumbaga black swan event lang to. Kasi, what you call this, yung pandemic naman, walang makapag-predict niyan, like, accurately. Yes, there were, like, warning signs from before. Diba, parang, gusto ni Bill Gates na magkaroon ng fund for like emergency, like ganito nga katulad na sa COVID, katulad na sa pandemic, kasi you're gonna face that. Hindi naman consistently, but we're gonna face those crises in the future. But yeah, anyway, going back to PLDT, 1680 na siya. And hindi rin kasi gano'ng kaganda yung naging performance ng PSCI today. So nag-close siya ng 6155 and we're not sure kung nag-bottom out na ba to or like continuously lang magbababa. Kasi we're entering the bear market phase or bear market territory sa PSCI. So down na siya ng 2%, 2.34% in one day. And that is a big drop when it comes to the stock market and index pa to. So next nating titingnan is eto, yung aking watch list. So, i-update natin to. Kasi kita nyo dito. Last ko pa na-update to is nung May pa. So, currently, nasa 1680 na nga siya. 1680. Same lang din yung kanyang 52-week high. Yung low is 1225 pa rin. And yung floor ito, saka na natin ito baguhin. Kasi sa BPA trade ko pa kailangan kunin. So, ngayon, diba, down na nga siya ng 15.32% from the high nung in the last year. Then yung upside niya is around 18% pa. Yan yung kaya mong itaas, no, pagka nag-all-time high. Pagka nag-high ulit siya ng 1,984. Then when it comes to the dividends, so dividends nagbibase sila since 1989. Hindi pumapalya. Then yung last nga nilang bigay is nitong March. So tapos na yun, 42 pesos. And 2.50 lang yung kanilang yield. So hindi gano'ng kataas, no? Kasi twice a year naman sila nagbibigay. So if ever magbigay ulit sila ng panibago, like sabihin natin 42 ulit, maging 5% na effective. Well, less, what they call this? Less 10%. So that's gonna be 4.5% effective for the year. If magbibigay pa ulit sila ng panibagong dividends later this year. Usually naman, dalawang beses talaga sila nagbibigay, but of course, hindi natin pwedeng i-assume na laging mangyayari yun. Kasi sometimes, pwedeng mag-cancel ang dividends. Then, yung 2022 forecast is ito. Nasa 36 billion yung kanilang kikitain for this year. Yan yung forecast, no? Minultiply lang yan sa, ano, sa 4. So, 9.1 billion pesos yung kanilang kinita, no? For the first quarter lang to ng 2022 kasi wala pang data for the second quarter kasi kakatapos lang naman ng June. Well, ngayon pa lang matatapos yung June, today pa lang. So, wala pa yan. Siguro after a month or after 2 months pa bago ma-release yung data na yan. And if you take a look here sa PSC Edge, kita nyo naman yung chart dito. Financial reports tayo. So, for 2021, nagkaroon ng magandang recovery, no? Yung PLDT. Although, hindi naman talaga sobrang bumaba yung kanilang income noong 2020. So, ito. Figures ito is in millions. So, this is 24.5 billion pesos net income after taxes noong 2020. Naging 26.6 billion yan noong 2021. And currently, it is growing again. Their income is growing again. So, nung first quarter ng 2021, 5.8 billion pesos lang yung kinita nila. And for the first quarter of 2022, 9.1 billion pesos na yan. So, that is pretty awesome. Kita nyo rin naman dito, mas magandang illustrate din yung earnings per share. First quarter ng 2021, 26.79. And for the first quarter of 2022, 41.95. So, again, that is a big jump. Almost double, no? If you take a look at it. Well, not quite, but yeah, almost. And going back here sa kanilang profitability, yung average growth nila since 2016, yes, since 2016, 9.30%. So, okay, pwede natin palang palakihin to. I'm really sorry about that. Para mas maganda nating i-illustrate, no? 9.30%. So, if we do that dun sa forecast dito. So, paano ko ba ginagawa ito? Wait. I think I'm confused. I was able to figure this out before, but ngayon medyo nawi-weirdohan na ako. Anyway, so dito lang tayo mag-stick. So, dapat kasi pwede mo siyang i-multiply dito. So, if gawin natin na plus 0.093. Huh. Why is it? Oh, wait. Dapat ito times 4 pa. Times 4. Yeah, there we go. Yung tamang number, okay. Nalilit na, babaliw na. So, I didn't know, but ito yung nakalagay na formula sa akin before, but yeah, pinapahaba ko yung video. Balik na lang natin sa times 4. There we go. So, ito yung actual, making 40 mf, like, merong 9.3% na average growth. Diba? Pagka-apply mo. And it makes sense kasi yung 9-ish percent naman ito ng 36 is 3.6 million. So, it makes sense na magiging, what do you call this? Magiging 40 million siya. So, yan. ganun ko tinitingnan yung mga stocks, no? And by the way, ito yung mga nasa watchlist ko. If you're curious. Ng mga trip ko, mga hinahold ko, and mga gusto ko bilhin na stock. sa Philippine Stock Exchange. And then ratios and margins, I'm not sure if I already updated this, but EPS, ayan. Ito yung PE ratio, nakalagay din naman dito na 15 below. So, okay. Then yung PLDT and this, and this, what do you call this? And this metric. So, PEG ratio, dapat 1 below. Ito, hindi siya masyado okay. So, 1.52. And PB ratio dapat 3 below, almost naman, no? 3.16. And then net income margin, so yung 20% is a bit high, so solid yon. So kita nyo dito yung GMA and yung SPC is nandun. And then yung PLDT, nasa average level siya, 10% pataas, no? And then ito, net income margin plus dividend yield divided by PB ratio, dapat ito 10 and above. So yung PLDT currently is nasa 5.47. Again, I need to update these numbers. Maaring hindi to accurate kasi medyo matagal ko na rin hindi na-update yung ibang parts nitong aking spreadsheet tracker na to. Market cap lang naman is like outstanding shares multiplied by the, what do you call this? Tama ba to? Yeah, multiplied by the price. So, ganun lang siya nag-work yung market cap. And available din naman to dun sa PSC Edge. So, hindi nyo kailangan mag-rely dito sa mga computations ito. Then, lastly, debt ratios. So, dito, again, kailangan mong i-update lahat ito. And then, compute mo, no? Debt to asset ratio. Maganda dito is 40% below. So, it almost hits the mark, itong PLDT. And kita nyo dito, no? Kung alin yung mga companies na walang debts. Diba? SPC, wala siyang debt. Then, GMA, wala rin siyang debt. Merong konti, no? Pero in comparison to their assets, it's really low. And nakita nyo dito, yung mga malaking companies, sila yung talagang malaki yung debt. Diba? Kasi they can't run if the company can't run, no? If they don't have any debt. And kailangan mo lang naman i-determine if it's a good debt or a bad debt. And when it comes to these companies naman, I mean, these are good debts in general kasi they're generating more income in comparison or versus or against their debt. Alright? Magiging bad debt lang naman yung kapag, for example, isa kang airline company, di ba? Yung lagi magandang example. Kasi capital heavy dapat yung mga airline companies kasi it requires a lot of money to run those businesses. And then kapag hindi sila kumita, then that is technically a bad debt. Kasi it's not giving you any cash flow and hindi mo nababayaran yung utang mo. And then hindi ka kumikita on top of that liability, on top of that debt. Then yung next one is debt equity ratio. 1 or below yung ideal dito. So kita nyo dito yung JMA7, hindi rin hinihit yung mark na yun. Almost sa DMC, but we have SEC and SPC here. And then, medyo malaki yung sa PLDT. So 1 or below, nasa 3.81 siya. There you have it, guys. I can't really say kung saan tayo pupunta after this blow, no? Kasi 2.34% nga yung binagsak ng PSCI today. I'm not sure kung tomorrow magkakaroon tayo ng magandang bounce. But hopefully, mangyari yun. Hopefully, FUD lang to. Dahil sa, like, you know, inauguration ng bago nating president. But anyway, always remember na ito mga short-term price reactions dito sa stock market, it doesn't really matter in the long run. Especially nga kapag ka na-set mo na, no, yung strategy mo and yung goal mo na you're gonna invest for the long term. So imagine people who invested in PLDT, like, kailan pa? Kasi dito kulang yung data, eh. Kulang yung data dito. For example, nung 2000, nung 90s, di ba? Nag-invest sila sa PLDT. They could have enjoyed this run. And then even now, no, nasa 1,600 pa rin yung PLDT. And magkano lang yung stocks nila before? Not sure kung bakit walang data dito. I think meron sa BPI Trade. If I'm not mistaken, parang hanggang 1988 yung data doon. And parang nasa ano lang, nasa 3 digits pa lang yung prices ng PLDT. Although bumalik din naman tayo doon, no? At some point. But again, when you count all of the dividends that they've given and force yung price appreciation if ever nagbenta ka, then exponential growth yung may experience nyo sa investing. And again, you have to remember when you buy stocks, you're not just buying, you know, like based on the price. You have to understand that you're buying a part of the business. And again, diba, parang kung magbe-business ka, bakit ayaw mo may pag, you know, socio sa PLDT, sa Globe, sa GMA 7, sa Ginebra, sa San Miguel, diba? Those are proven companies. Those are big companies na magle-last pa. Even after we, well, you know, we die. Kasi inevitable naman yung death, diba? So that's what, 40, 60, 80 years from now. Kung 20 plus pa lang tayo, no? if you're the same age as I am. So yun lang, again, have a long-term strategy. And if ever gusto nyo man mag-trade, if you want to dabble in trading and scalping and all that, make sure na you have a separate account for that. And you have a separate fund for that. Hindi ka pwede mag-all-in, no? For example, sa ano lang, hindi, ano lang ako, long-term investing lang ako. I mean, that's good. That's pretty good. But when you decide na, ah, hindi, magte-trade lang ako, no? Hindi ako mag-save up for the long term. Well, I think that would be a mistake, especially if you're a newbie sa trading and sa investing. Again, if you want to double in sa trading, sa speculating, have a separate fund for that and have a separate account for that. Iwalayin nyo yung para sa, you know, para sa naka-earmark na for the future. Okay? Alright, we're gonna end the episode here, guys. Sana may natutunan kayo and if mabot kayo at the end of this episode, thank you very much. I really appreciate you. And if natirapan nyo yung content ko, give this video a thumbs up kasi sobrang nakatulong yun sa algorithm ng YouTube. Also, if you're new to the channel, click the subscribe button and ring the notification bell para wala akong miss out sa mga uploads ko every single day. Again, I try my best to post every single day. Thanks again for watching and listening, everyone. Stay safe out there. And always remember, be peso smart.